明けましておめでとうございます。Happy New Year. You're listening to Uncanny Japan, and I'm Teresa Matsura. So, did you make it through those first harrowing days of 2023? Where, if you were following old traditions, you couldn't clean anything, or use money, or knives, or fire, or water. You couldn't even argue with your family about who ate the last piece of mochi. You just had to be good and happy and not a care in the world. Couldn't do it. That's okay. But did you have a lucky New Year's dream about Mount Fuji or a hawk or an eggplant? No again? That's okay too. I've got you covered. Because remember in episode 107 when I talked about your own personal Buddha? A deity to watch over you and give you strength and guidance when you need it? Well, today, since it's the beginning of the new year, and we could all use a little more luck on our sides going forward, I'm going to tell you who your own personal Shichi Fukujin is. Yes, we all have assigned to us at birth one of the seven lucky gods. So stick around to find out a little bit more about your own character, who your own assigned lucky god is, and their advice for you on how to be happier, wiser, and more successful. Instead of being based on what animal year you were born into, like your own personal Buddha, your fateful connection to one of the seven lucky gods is based on the day of the week you were born. Seven lucky gods, 7 days of the week. So if you don't already know, take a quick moment to call your mom or to Google it. This actually sent me into a tailspin. My mother told me when I was quite young that I was born on Wednesday. Having loved the Addams family growing up, I felt a certain connection to Wednesday. All these years, somewhere in my makeup, I held on to that as a little bit of my identity. Well, Google just informed me that my mother was wrong. I was born on Sunday. And I'm still reeling and trying to adapt to this new reality. So what day of the week were you born? Would you like to explore the stranger, more obscure corners of Japanese culture? Dig a little deeper into superstitions, curious customs, and all those mysterious creatures that inhabit the land? If so, then this is the podcast for you. Uncanny Japan is where I, author Teresa Matsura, share all the fascinating tidbits I unearth while doing research for my writing. From the bizarre to the ghastly and everything in between. I hope you enjoy the show. Hey, hey, how are you? Listen, do you hear that? That's the sound of the Yaizu Beach, pre-dawn, on January 1st, 2023. People milling around, trying to stay warm. Children running around, trying to stay warm. A few are starting bonfires, trying to stay warm. But we're all here for a reason. We want to catch the first sunrise of 2023. An auspicious and quite nice way to start the new year. So I wanted to share it with you. I hope 2023 has started out well for you and keeps on that way. I mentioned last time that I had a lofty plan for the new year. So let me share that too, why I'm so excited, nervous, and a little hopeful. Sometime late last year, I was blindsided by the idea that I should procure some kind of campingable vehicle and drive the 1,700 kilometers, 1,056 miles, one way to Hokkaido, where Julian lives. So that's what I'm going to do. And this is how far along my plan is. I want to spend something like a month and drive up the west coast of Japan, stopping at any obscure or interesting place. Taking photos, videos, recording soundscapes, and learning what I can learn. I want to go all the way up to Hokkaido, where I'll hang out with Julian and his girlfriend for a while, explore that island a bit, then turn around and drive back down the east coast, doing the same thing. I know I don't want to go in the rainy season, or summer, or winter. So spring or fall it is. And that's it. That's all I've got at the moment. Anyway, I'll be blogging. Yes, blogging. Don't laugh. More personal things, the planning for the trip, thoughts, writing stuff, as I'm doing a lot more of that this year, too. That'll all be over on the Teresa Matsuro website and Patreon. I'm looking forward to collecting a lot of cool stuff to share with patrons and here, of course. So it'll be an adventure. We'll see what happens. All right, let's get to your lucky god. Which of the seven are you, and what does it mean? First, if you haven't listened or you want a refresher, there's episode 68 where I talk in more detail about the Shichi Fukujin. But you don't have to have heard that one to make sense of today. I'll give you a sentence or two of description just to jog your memory about the gods. So let's jump in and start with Monday, why don't we? Were you born on Monday? Well then, your lucky god is Jurojin. Forgot who Jurojin is? He's the god of longevity, a very tall sage with a staff, and he likes to hang out with a deer, and sometimes a 1,500-year-old crane, or equally old tortoise. Oh, and he sometimes has a peach. Have you ever wondered what kind of person you are? You, Monday folk, are delicate, attentive, kind, and considerate of all those people around you. You are also emotionally rich and well-liked. Gets better. You have a thing called a mysterious memory, fushigi na kyoku roku, and are quite in touch with your sixth sense. Like the light of the sun reflecting off the moon, you are easily influenced by others. I didn't quite get that logic either, but don't worry, it just means that you're adaptable to many different situations. One reason you're this way is because you're very quick-witted and you can read people. However, you can be a little emotional and childish at times, blaming others for things you should probably take responsibility for yourself. But mostly, you are blessed with fantastic intuition and imagination and can become obsessed with things you love to do, letting your emotions guide you. Jurojin's wise words to you are, by serving others generously with an attitude of love and compassion, you will one day receive invaluable benefits in return. Your willingness to work for and care for others will make you stronger. That's nice. Moving on to Tuesday. Your guardian deity, my friends, is Bishamonten. Bishamonten is the badass of the bunch, decked out in armor and a helmet. He wields a spear in his right hand and a tiny little pagoda in his left. Your personality is a victorious and passionate person. You're bold and determined and will make every effort to achieve your goals. You stand tall in the face of adversities. You're also a pioneer and aren't afraid to explore new frontiers. But, and there's always a but, because you are so assertive and such a go-getter, doing what you want when you want, you sometimes act recklessly and have been known on occasion to lose your temper easily, which leads you to be unintentionally aggressive toward those who have opinions, values, or ideas different than your own. So if you listen to your mighty god, Bishamonten would say, you might want to shift your thinking to something like, hey, that person isn't wrong, they just think differently than I do. And by doing that, kind of seeing things through someone else's eyes, you will be blessed in more ways than you ever thought possible. Wednesday. Not me. I wasn't born on Wednesday, but both Richard and Julian were. Your lucky god is Ebisu. Ebisu is a lot of fun. God of prosperity, wealth, business, crops, food, and the patron of fishermen. He was the first child of Izanagi and Izanami and was born without any bones. Your god used to be called Leech Boy. It's a story, really good story. It's all in episode 68. You'll recognize this god because he's holding a fishing rod and a big old fish. Your special traits are that you're clever with a refreshing atmosphere. You're also imbued with the incredible ability of Ichi o kiite, Ju o shiru koto ga dekiru. Literally, hear one, know 10, or to understand everything from only hearing one part of it, or just that you're very perceptive. You have great communication skills and wisdom, and you're great at planning. Your antenna is always up, catching all the seasonal topics and cutting-edge information that's going on in the world around you. You're sociable and can talk to anyone. Yet, and there's always a yet, you're not good at pursuing only one thing, and instead are hiroku asaku, which means broad and shallow. You know and can do a lot, but none of them very deeply. Ebisu's advice to you is, because you are so blessed with the ability to receive and gather information, and also the ability to convey it to others, why not use that by generously providing knowledge and information to those around you? Putting all that good stuff out there will come back around and flower bigly to reward you. Thursday people, you, my friends, are fukurokuju. To identify fukurokuju, just remember big head. He's the sage with that giantly long head. Also, sometimes he's seen with a deer. This won't help you find the god in a lineup, but he also doesn't eat, and he can resurrect the dead. Your temperament is both free-spirited and generous. You're also a vigorous inquirer, always seeking new experiences and challenging yourself in a variety of ways. You have a yearning for the unseen world and are more interested in philosophy, religion, and fortune-telling than reality. You never lose hope, no matter what the situation is, and you're always acting with an eye to the future. You're pretty easygoing, and you don't dwell on the past. You're blessed with many friends, because you are just that likable. If something interests you, you're on it. But if something else interesting comes along, you'll just abandon that first thing you were into and move on to that new shiny thing. You're good at seeing the big picture, though. You like dabbling, and you get bored easily. Fukurokuju's recommendation is that you'll be able to find the path you are looking for by moving around and travel. If you're searching for something and you wish to travel abroad, you'll find that your life will improve rapidly, which is oddly specific, don't you think? Speaking of moving, moving on to Friday. Friday's lucky god is Dai Kokuten, the god of commerce and prosperity and the patron of cooks, farmers, bankers, the protector of crops, and a demon hunter. A lot on his plate, this one. To distinguish this fellow from the rest, think big smile, short legs, and a hat. Also note that Dai Kokuten can manifest as Dai Kokutenyo or Dai Kokunyo in the female form, which is really cool. Your nature, Friday people, is that you have a mature atmosphere and are the epitome of a person with a strong core, and you're incredibly honest. You have a great sense of responsibility and hard work in everything you do. People around you rely on you. At first glance, someone might think that you are a modest individual. However, you have astonishing willpower and ambition. Your motto is something like, big dreams and better dreams. You have the perseverance to plan ahead and work hard to get things done. You're rational, and you hate wasting time and money. Nevertheless, and there's always a nevertheless, you can swing too highly paranoid and will retreat into your shell at times. When you do this, people think that you're calculating. Dai Kokuten's gentle guidance to you is to exert your strong presence for good, and most things and people will fall under your influence. That's a little weird, too. We're to the weekend now. Two more to go. Born on Saturday, listeners, your guiding god is Benzaiten, or Benten. Benzaiten is the goddess of eloquence, speech, the arts, music, wisdom, wealth, and learning, with a little warrior goddess thrown in there, too. Usually, you'll find a biwa, lute, in her hands, sometimes in her eight hands. You might also see her depicted with a five-headed dragon, her sword, or her wish-granting jewel. Since you were born under her influence, you are blessed with smart social sense and the outstanding ability to attract mates and money. you enjoy and are very good at enriching your life with your fantastic artistic sense, your cool hobbies, and your bent for romance. But you don't like working in the mud. I really had said that. You don't like working in the mud. Like anybody likes working in the mud. Anyway. You're the type of person that if you're having a boring day, will ask yourself, hey, how can I find something interesting going on? Or make my day more interesting by myself. However, that said, you're not a big risk taker. You're a little bit of what is called hoppo-bijin, which is a word that's used even now in Japanese. It means eight directions, beautiful person. But it's not a good thing. It actually means that you're always trying to please everyone. That said, those around you cherish you and are willing to go out of their way to stand up and take care of you. Your lucky piece of advice is to do things for others without expecting anything in return. By bringing joy to other people, your life will start to sparkle even more. Keep the door to creativity open and believe in all possibilities. If you find yourself thinking, I should explore a different path once in a while, that's the whisper of the goddess of opportunity. Follow your inspiration, and you will find the people and the things you need to become infinitely happy and successful. And finally, Sunday people. If you haven't figured it out yet, your lucky god is Hotei. Hotei is easy to find. He's called the Laughing Buddha, and is the one often mistaken for the real Buddha. Big old belly, big old laughing mug, simple robe, and a great big bag full of fortune. He's the guardian of children, patron of diviners, and those who work in bars. Your nature is that you are very attractive. Okay, if not physically attractive, then you have a magnetic personality. Your aura attracts people. You also boldly challenge life with your independence and self-reliant attitude. However, deep inside, you kind of yearn for status or some position of honor or respect. You're bold in everything you do, and you're also generous and give freely to those around you. You're compassionate and have leadership qualities, but are a little proud and self-centered and vain. Don't just dress up in fancy clothes to be noticed by others. Polish that inner self, too. Hotei's advice to you is to keep on keeping on. Make continuous efforts, and your originality and expressiveness will be supported by many people, and you will be rewarded nicely. Your tenacity and courage will make your dreams come true, even if it takes some time. Keep believing in your dreams. Keep helping others when you can, and you'll be rewarded and admired by those around you. So there you go. The seven lucky gods at the beginning of this new year, and just which one is representing and watching out for you. So that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. We're in season 7, which is mind-blowing. And I'm wishing for every single one of you a 2023 that treats you and your loved ones fantastically. I think now that you have your very own personal lucky god riding shotgun, you should be in awesome shape for the new year. Thank you for listening and supporting the show. I'm really looking forward to the new year with you, and I will talk to you again in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.